1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbielroofing.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
Tip to B Square.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, host of your Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Time now for Joe Hipperson. Brought to you by the 7 locally owned and operated Oryx stores throughout the St. Louis area. You can find out about what they have by walking into any of their showrooms and talking to any of their knowledgeable salespeople, or go look at it on their website, oryx.com. Ladies and gentlemen, now, Joe Hipperson.
Yeah.
Hey, yes. Hey,
Joe.
Oh, yes.
Now, Joe, I know you're on your way now to an errand that you have to run, and I hate to ask you to hang on for just a minute.
But, oh, my gosh.
But before we get to the movies and other entertainment stuff you have for this weekend, I've asked Colin Jeffrey, an esteemed veteran KTRS newsman of 30 years, to join us here in the studio to explain a story that I think I misheard in the newscast a little while ago. Do you mind, Joe?
Oh, I don't mind at all. By all means, please. This is perfect.
I promise you'll get your full segment, your full time, and, of course, almost all of your paycheck. Just hang on for 1 second. Now, Colin.
Yes.
Mr. Jeffrey, which do you prefer?
Colin's fine.
Colin is fine. You know, I respect my elders.
I'm not into that whole brevity.
All right.
You're elder.
So during the newscast, now I'll be honest, during the newscast, I went down the hall to the men's room here at KTRS. Then I stopped off and got myself a little water in the kitchen, and I was kind of half listening to your newscast.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, sometimes you hear things and you go, did I really hear that? Or maybe I didn't get all the details on that. I thought I heard you say that some community in the St. Louis area was having its 4th of July fireworks tomorrow night.
That is indeed true.
Now, wait, hold on just a second here. Today's October 26th.
Yes.
October 26th.
Yes.
That would make it 3.5 months after the date that most Americans celebrate Independence Day.
Yes. It was a little hot on the 4th of July.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Explain this to me, about the 4th of July fireworks on the final weekend of October.
Okay, we actually reported on this June 30th. They canceled their fireworks at the Hill neighborhood.
Yes.
On Sublette Park, canceled their fireworks on the advice of the St. Louis Fire Department because of the drought all summer. They said it was going to be dry, hot, fire might spread.
Maybe I should have been there because I would have told them point the fireworks up instead of down into the grass.
Yes.
But that's another story. So, you know, when the investigation comes through, we'll get into that. But, okay, so they had to cancel it for that reason.
They actually did, and they sent out a press release back on July 1st saying we will reschedule them at a later date.
This is the later date?
That later date has arrived.
Wow. October 26th.
It is October later. 27th. It's tomorrow night.
Oh, 27th.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Don't go tonight.
No, okay.
They're doing the New Year's Eve fireworks tonight.
Where are the fireworks?
They actually sent out a press release. We are pleased to announce that we've confirmed there will be a fireworks show at Sublette Park Saturday at approximately 7 p.m.
You know what's odd about that is I know people that have lived on the Hill. I have so many friends that lived on the Hill.
Yeah.
Everyone on the Hill has zoysia grass, and they all water constantly throughout the summer.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't have been a fire hazard on the Hill.
I will say one thing about this. You may have missed this. Colin mentioned that the fireworks are going to start at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
7.
July 4th fireworks always have to start at like 9:30.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Why didn't they wait for a couple more weeks until the time changed? They could start it at 5.
Yeah.
They were going to have it in February at dawn, but apparently that day is taken for the Valentine's Day fireworks,
yes,
postponed from last year.
They couldn't figure out another day that was a little warmer? before this?
Wow, they did not consult me, believe
it
or not.
You mean in the 3.5 months since, I guess every weekend must have been taken up on the Hill. You know, oh, it's Garlic Festival weekend or whatever.
Right. Hey, it's good news, although they do say prepare for slightly cooler than normal 4th of July temperatures.
That's crazy.
That as well.
That check in with meteorologist Glenn Zimmerman, who says, don't wear your shorts this weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little cooler than it normally is on Independence Day.
Your parka.
Exactly. A bit.
All right. Thank you. Veteran esteemed newsman Colin Jeffrey, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your help.
That was awesome.
Now back to the Joe Hipperson segment already in progress on most of these KTRS stations.
You know, that's good. I'm glad you did that. Now I can erase that part from the segment I was going to do. Great.
Okay.
What are you really?
Yeah, great minds think alike, man. This is awesome.
I'm glad we could cover that.
I say you keep it in there.
Now for the weekend stuff, you always start talking about movies, and I guess the big movie this weekend is this Tom Hanks, Halle Berry thing called Cloud Atlas.
Yeah.
Is that for Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That mustache, he's grew up for it.
Well, look, Cloud Atlas is the big movie opening up this weekend, and it is a 2-hour-and-52-minute mind,
Yawning fest?
Screw?
Well, yes, Ian has it right, a mind screw, I'll give you that. You're basically watching people that are connected, but they're not connected. If you believe in maybe reincarnation or that somehow we're always in existence on this world, regardless of the time that we're in existence, it's like a bunch of dorks got together and just sat down and came up with the most convoluted, complex idea and tried their very best to make it into a film. And that's what we get. This is why the first trailer for Cloud Atlas was 6 minutes long for a reason. This movie is impossible to discuss and talk about. I can only say if I was going to rate, and I usually don't rate films on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to cop out and do that with this film. I would give it an 8 out of 10, which means it's not great, but I know what they were trying to accomplish. I just don't know if anyone's going to really get it.
All right. Now, let me ask you, on a scale of movies that are impossible to explain, maybe because they're impossible to understand, with 10... being 2001 A Space Odyssey, which to this day no one can explain to another human being what happens at the end of that movie. That's a 10. And a 1 maybe being, you know, maybe like The Wizard of Oz, which anybody can explain to anybody. On that scale, where would you put Cloud Atlas of the what the heck is going on scale?
All right, I would give it a. I would say this movie is a 10 for the first. I would say for the first quarter of the film, you're going to call this a 10, and then eventually, once the wheels start turning, it becomes a 6 and stays a 6 throughout the film.
But I hear it's brilliant visually, kind of like Inception was.
Yeah, I mean, as far as eye candy, it pops. I mean, when it's bright, it's bright. When it's dark, it is very dark. I mean, this is an R-rated film. This is not a fantasy tale movie where it's... look, there's some really cool romantic themes happening, and there are some really neat, you know, pay-it-forward messages in there. And it does succeed when it tries to pull those off. But remember, when it's bright, it is bright. But when it's dark, this movie is dark. Okay, that's just a heads up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Chasing Mavericks is a really lame movie about a guy trying to find the ultimate wave and get tutored by Gerard Butler, who's an old surf guy or whatnot. I mean, it's a very boring surfing movie and probably one of the worst and most pathetic scary movies out as of today. Silent Hill Revelation 3D. This movie... I usually don't talk this way on the air, and I apologize. This movie sucks.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being any movie that had Pauly Shore in it, and 1 being any movie that had Pauly Shore on it, well, 1 would be The Wizard of Oz, 10 would be all of Pauly Shore movies. Where does Silent Hill fit on the scale of suckery?
I don't know. I've never actually 12. Used that scale before, so I'll say that on the Oric scale, which, I mean, nothing really pulls and sucks like an Oric, which is a good thing.
Nice.
This thing is like a 20 out of 10.
20 out of 10.
Wow.
Wow. By the way, I keep mentioning the Wizard of Oz because I have a little clip here. Not a clip here, but a clipping that I wanted to mention to you. Somebody dug this up and put it up online today, and it suddenly has spread like wildfire on the internet. It's an actual TV listing from the Philadelphia Inquirer, written by their then TV critic, a guy by the name of Lee Winfrey. And you know, if you look at TV Guide or sometimes in TV newspaper listings, if there's a movie that's going to be on, they'll tell you the name of the movie, the channel it's going to be on, and then maybe a one-sentence description of the movie. Okay, this is what Lee Winfrey wrote for The Wizard of Oz, 8 to 10 p.m. on TCM. No, it's not on tonight. It was whenever this was. This is what he put for the plot sentence. Transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets and then teams up with three strangers to kill again.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
A great tag. Yeah.
That is the Wizard of Oz.
You know what? That should be, I mean, if I was watching the movie, the preview, the trailer for The Wizard of Oz, it should be that, all dark, all black, and all you see is that comes on the screen, and then maybe a black and white shot of Dorothy looking kind of, you know, messed up. Who wouldn't go see that?
In a world where a teenage serial killer moves from black and white to color, where people aren't full-sized for the first third of the movie, The Wizard of Oz.
I wasn't going to hurt him.
There's for witch blood.
I didn't mean to hurt him.
Wow. Hey, if you're interested in a couple of concert options, I have a few for you. Henry Humans playing a really cool Halloween show. I do believe there's a costume contest. This is happening at Harry's this evening.
Yes,
after you're done with Henry Humans, you can check out a really cool USO benefit featuring the Well Hungarians. They're going to be opening up for, what's that?
Lee Bryce.
Was that Brio?
Lee Bryce.
Bryce.
Lee Bryce.
That's over at the pageant, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Excellent. All right. Also, we have, let's see, right now, Joe Hipperson is trying his very best to drive in airport traffic at an airport terminal without killing himself. Here we go. Tonight, Falling in Reverse over at Pops. Frontier Ruckus at the old Rock House. Zomboy is playing 2720 Cherokee. The Royal Smokestacks are over at Off-Broadway. Hung Like a Martyr is playing at Cicero's. Big Bad Gina playing the Jefferson Warehouse. The Heavy Anchor has Tone Rodents. Sexy Voodoo playing at JP's Corner Bar. The Mo All-Stars over at the Atomic Cowboy. Murder City Players at the Kirkwood Station. Johnny Rocket at the House of Rock. And Agent Ribbons will be over at Lemons. So, ball, if you're interested. Street Fighting Band, really cool tribute to the Rolling Stones over at the Pageant. Swamp Cabbage playing at the Shanty. Super Magic Robots, they're playing the Mile 277 Tap and Grill. Trixie Delight at the House of Rock. Oh, Justin Bieber, Scott Trade Center.
No way. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Educated Imbeciles playing at the Schlafly Tap Room. Apocalypse Theater at the Crack Fox. Red Wanting Blue playing at Blueberry Hill. Make Me Break Me is at Cicero's. The Animated Dead would be playing at FUBAR. Hell Bikini at Off-Broadway. Electric Guest at the Firebird. So let's see. Oh, Break Dances with Wolves playing at Pops on Saturday night. And the Virgin Whores will be playing at Lemons on Saturday. Now, with all those crazy and very legitimate sounding band names, it is time to find out which of these five bands are real and which is fake. There's only one fake band name. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Friday, tonight. Freelance Whales playing at the Firebird. Girl in a Coma playing at Plush. Ducks for Grapes playing at FUBAR. I Have a Bomb playing at Cicero's. Big Brother Thunder and the Master Blasters at the Broadway Oyster Bar.
All right, last week Ian got to go first. Dan, which of those do you think is the bogus band name?
I'm going to go with Freelance Whales.
All right, Ian?
I am going with Big Brother Thunder and the Master Blasters.
Big Brother Thunder and the Master Blasters.
I'm going to go with Ducks for Grapes.
All right, and this is why Paul Harris is the man. He got it straight up.
Wow. Thank you.
Ducks for Grapes.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
All right, now, and last but not least.
Wow.
The inspiration for Ducks for Grapes is from my six-year-old son, Sean Patrick, who loves this YouTube video called The Duck Song of a Duck that keeps asking a lemonade stand if they've got any grapes. So that was my inspiration. And again, all these band names that I make up can be used by local musicians. All I ask for is credit in the liner notes, nice. And Paul Harris will ask for a check.
That's right.
All right, so here we go. Saturday, tomorrow, here's a little fun thing you might want to take a peek at or participate in. It is once again time for the St. Louis Zombie Walk. This is happening at the Youth City Loop. All you got to do is go to the Starbucks right behind Leland Avenue at 6 o'clock. They'll get everybody all set up and ready to go at 7. The zombies begin walking. Now, if you've never seen this or never been a part of it, you don't have to dress up and, you know, be an actual zombie yourself. You can just spectate. You just go to, you know, go to a club and just look outside the window. It's wild. People go way out for this, and it's absolutely free. I'm not going to charge you money so you can pretend to be a zombie, walk around. And if you're a local independent filmmaker, I'm just saying, talk about great production value and great stock footage. Just bring a camera and start shooting on Delmar, and you can insert that into your zombie movie, and I'm telling you, it'd be a viral success.
Joe,
I'm a man with brilliant ideas.
Yes, you are.
I wish people would pay attention.
Joe, last night I was talking to a couple of people about TV shows, and somebody mentioned Walking Dead, and one of the other people said, what's Walking Dead about? And the first person said, it's about zombies. And the person who was asking the question said, So what do they do? What do the zombies do? And I, who've never seen the show, said, here's all I know zombies do. Kill people and walk really slowly. Why? I don't know why anybody's ever been killed by a zombie, because an infant can outrun a zombie.
Well, actually, in The Walking Dead, though, they move a little faster than normal.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
And, well, it depends on which zombie film or which zombie thing you're into, because I mean, if you watch the original Dawn of the Dead, they're slow moving zombies. If you watch the remake of Dawn of the Dead, they run like cheetahs. It's insane. So,
well, of course,
like,
all of my zombie knowledge comes from the only true zombie documentary ever made, a 16 minute classic from the early 80s called Thriller.
Oh, yes.
That's everything I know about zombies. I've never ever seen anything else with zombies in it. Michael Jackson's Thriller was it.
All right, then I'll tell you this, okay? Paul Harris, it is not only one of the best zombie movies ever, but it's probably, and I'm saying it is intentional that it's funny, but it's not a parody and not a spoof. The movie Shaun of the Dead is one of the greatest zombie movies ever made.
Okay.
All right? I'm giving you my hip recommendation, and if you don't have it, I'll bring it to you next week. You can borrow it. If you do not like it, we can no longer be friends.
Well, don't lend it to me, then. Thank you for the offer, but I'll pass.
All right, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. I'm out. I'll talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550, KTRS, hit on entertainment.
And one quick note for you kids listening in today to the Joe Hipperson segment. Joe was driving and reading off of a piece of paper while he was doing this report, but at no time was he texting.
No.
I just want to make that clear. This is a 100% safety-conscious radio show.
That's right.
And we'll be right back with Knuckleheads in the News. Joe Hipperson, of course, brought to you by Oreck. 7 locally owned and operated Oreck stores. You can find out what sucks in a good way, as Joe would say, by going to Oreck or going to their website, Oreck.com.
All right, let's see how your Friday afternoon commute is rolling along with Ed Samarin. Ed?
Well, you have a couple of accidents we're dealing with now. One of those northbound 170 at Page. This is on the on-ramp to Page. Also on a 70 eastbound after 270, another crash. That's blocking the right lane. Stall blocking the right shoulder, Lindbergh at 64. And also, we still have that construction 64 eastbound at Forest Park in the left lane, as well as southbound 270 after 44. That road work is in the right lane. Traffic is brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime. It lets you automatically record all 4 major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Martin Kilcoyne, inviting you to the Baby Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th, at Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. There'll be speakers on topics such as travel, financial, and home remodeling. Booths and vendors offering services and goods. Entertainment from Henry's Humans, featuring Dan Strauss from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You can win an all-inclusive trip for two to the Riu Palace Riviera Maya in Mexico from Apple Vacation. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab on the top of the homepage for more about the 2012 Baby Boomer Expo. That's Sunday, November 11th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. From the Big 550, KTRS.
Why is Instaflex the number one selling joint relief solution at GNC? Because other joint supplements are sadly incomplete. They just don't start relieving joint discomfort fast enough. But Instaflex can start giving you relief in as little as a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex. That's right, GNC's number one seller, our most powerful joint relief solution ever. Missing only one thing, the price. But due to overwhelming demand, complimentary samples are not available in stores. Instead, we've set up a free express phone line to ship your sample straight to your door. You don't even have to leave your house. But call immediately while supplies last. 1-800-700-1440. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling our free express phone line now. 1-800-700-1440. That's 1-800-700-1440.
If Granite is on your mind, then you're going to like what you're about to hear.
Right now, until the final day of October, Granite Busters is proud to present the lowest prices on their most in-demand product.
It's the Top 10 Sale.
Choose any of the top 10 selling granite colors and save up to $10 per square foot.
Hurry and get your granite picked out. Schedule measurements and installation, and your new granite countertops could be in before the guests arrive for the holidays.
Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, shower, bar, and even fireplace. Place with the hottest selling colors.
Call Granite Busters now for details.
636-282-3900.
Or stop in the Design Center in 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Pick out the perfect slab and get your installation scheduled right away.
It's the Top 10 Sale.
Going on now, but ending on October 31st.
Hurry. When it's over, it's over.
Don't settle for pretenders.
Go with the number one name in Granite.
Granite Busters.
636-282-3900.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-391-9558. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-391-9558. That's 1-800-391-9558.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
If you're a woman over the age of 25 and can answer yes to any of the following questions, stay tuned for a risk-free radio offer. Do you lose hair when you use your hairbrush? Can you actually see your scalp? Do you wish you could turn back the clock and reclaim the hair you used to have? Do you want to regrow thicker, fuller hair? If you answered yes to any of these questions, we'd like to send you a risk-free trial of a system specially formulated for women's hair care called Karenique. Call now, 1-800-500-2990. Karenique's hair regrowth solution fights hair loss. It contains the only FDA-approved treatment clinically proven to regrow your hair. Plus, the Karenique system will give your hair incredible strength, softness, and shine while making it instantly effortless to manage. Find out how you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-500-2990 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-500-2990.
It's the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition with Paul Harris. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, Dan and Ian are here with me. We'll get to the Harris Challenge in the 5 o'clock hour. But that music means it's time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. And the news will begin in Jacksonville, Florida, where 44-year-old David James Lee was arrested on a charge of disturbing a gravestone after a cop saw him walking toward the front of Evergreen Cemetery with three bouquets of flowers with dirt stuck to them. The cop said, where'd you get the flowers? And this genius David James Lee said, that tombstone right over there.
Oh.
He said he didn't know the person who was buried there, but was taking them to give to his girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice. Romantic thievery.
That is nice.
Next, we go to Uxbridge, England, where Daniel Araujo had to deliver his wife Natalia's baby in the hospital because there were no midwives, nurses, or doctors available. They had gotten there a little after midnight, and around 1:30 in the morning, Natalia had asked for an epidural, pain-relieving shot. 2 hours later, no epidural. She started having contractions. Daniel begged for help. The only person there ran out to try to get somebody to help. In the meantime, Daniel noticed the baby's head poking out of Natalia's underwear. Before anybody got back, Natalia got into a standing position as Daniel put his hand under the baby's head. One push later, he caught little Daniel Jr. as he popped out of mom.
Nice.
Wow.
Then Daniel Sr. noticed that Jr. was struggling to breathe. The umbilical cord was around his neck. Daniel Sr. used his fingers to twist him around and free him. Baby started to cry. Everybody was happy. Everybody's healthy. Seconds later, midwives arrived. Took the kid in a blanket. Took Natalia off to the maternity ward. Everybody doing okay. The parents now, of course, want an inquiry. The hospital says they're going to investigate and have apologized. In Bethesda, Maryland, a woman by the name of Angela Lee, no relation to our first knucklehead, was clocked doing 93 miles an hour in her black Mitsubishi on Interstate 66 in Virginia. Police alerted officials in Maryland to the speeding car, which made a U-turn right in front of the security gate at Bethesda Naval Medical Center. Stopped in traffic there. Officers approached it. Angela took off in her car. As she was pulling away, officers noticed her with a bar of soap in her mouth. She was either biting or attempting to eat a bar of soap while driving. You kids listening in, again, texting is okay, but soap eating, no.
Maybe she cussed.
Yeah, and she was punishing herself.
Yeah.
She was not the only one cussing as she crashed into a car, drove down the street a few blocks, hit another car, made another U-turn, drove back towards Walter Reed, was stopped by a police officer there. She wouldn't roll down her window, so he used his baton to break her side window. As he was reaching in to try to get her, she backed up, ran her car into another police cruiser, drove over a curb, across the sidewalk, and onto the grass, then drove her car towards another fifth police officer who was now involved, who shot once at the car to try to stop her, but she drove away again before crashing for the final time in a nearby construction area and was arrested.
Hmm. The aristocrats.
Wow.
No word on what brand of soap she was enjoying.
Man.
Now we go to Algahanas, Brazil, where 41-year-old Gilberto Araujo caused a little scene of funeral. The funeral was supposed to be his. They all thought he was dead after Gil's brother had gone to the morgue and wrongly identified a corpse there as Gil.
Oops.
He said the guy looked just like Gil. Gil shows up at the funeral, says, what's going on here? Oh, you're in the car. Wait a minute!
Oh, you've got a twin.
Guys, I'm alive. Pinch me, Gil said. Several people in attendance fainted when they saw him. Here's my favorite part. Several others screamed and ran out.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Then they had a little party and welcomed Gil back to the land of the living. And we finish in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where the cops got a complaint from a woman who suspected that a man was playing with himself in his car while sitting in a CVS parking lot. The woman had not seen the guy's genitals, but said that she saw him making an up-and-down motion in the area of his crotch, according to the police report. Oh. By the time the cops got there, the man had gone into the CVS. Officer approached him as he walked out, said, I want you to think about what you're doing in the parking lot that would have brought attention to you. The guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. Sir, were you touching yourself? Suspect said, Yeah, but that's because I have this rash. I just went to CVS to get some cream because I have this rash on my
Say CVS or CBS?
CVS, the pharmacy.
I know a couple of people at CVS that would do that, too.
He said, I have this rash in my testicular area, and then said, let me show you. And he pulled his pants down to show the cop.
Oh.
And sure enough, he presented his testicles and verified the facts.
Wow.
The cop said, no proof of you performing any lewd act in public. Pull up your pants and be on your way. And by the way, good luck with that rash cream or whatever it
Did
is.
Did he get off then?
In one way or another, yes. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today for the Big 550 KTRS. Want to play the audio now?
Sure.
Okay. Do we know who's in this?
Yes.
This is, again, we don't do politics on this show, but Mitt Romney held a rally somewhere yesterday, and some country stars were there. Who was there?
It's Randy Owens, John Rich, and Big Kenny.
And special guest Meatloaf showed up.
He's endorsing Mitt Romney.
Yes. Apparently, we now have to find out voters' names as they go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who's endorsing Romney today? Who's endorsing Obama? Like, anyone cares. Is there anyone in America who would go, oh, he got Meatloaf's endorsement? Well, now I'm not undecided anymore.
Yes.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Twice. I said it twice.
Anyway.
The country stars and the rock star, Meatloaf, who the New York Times once referred to as Mr. Loaf.
Yes.
Has anybody ever dragged a single album into a full career like this guy has?
No.
Bat Out of Hell was, what, 78, 79?
Yeah.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light, took the words right out of my mouth, Two Out of Three Ain't Bad.
Yeah.
I think that was about it for him.
Yeah, that's about it on that album.
He's still touring, still doing that, and shows up there and... is he a draw? I don't know, but he shows up there, and then he and a couple of these country artists decide, well, it's a political rally for the man who wants to be our next president. We should sing something patriotic. Okay, go, boys. Right there. Can you pause right there? Everybody sing, come on.
Yes.
After everybody starts singing, come on.
I think what they should have said, if anyone knows the lyrics,
yeah,
could you possibly come up here and take the microphone? Because we don't. Go back to the beginning of this. Because right. Again, the idea is, and by the way, Mitt Romney is standing right there.
Yes, right in the middle of all of them.
Again, forget about politics. Put yourself in this man's place. He does not want to be involved in anything embarrassing at this point. It's, you know, no. 10 or 11 days before Election Day. You don't want to be in the midst of anything really, really YouTube-worthy that's going to make anything you're close to look silly.
Hey, Loaf, I appreciate your support.
Yeah.
Please don't sing and try and help me out.
So these guys, I don't know who's, I have no idea whose suggestion it was. Please don't be Mitt Romney. but whoever it was suggested to the guys to sing America the Beautiful, and apparently at least one of them must have said yes, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's not like they just started playing it and these guys, well, I don't know how to do it, but somebody agreed, yes, we will sing America the Beautiful. But then they found a small problem, which is no one there knew the lyrics to America the Beautiful.
And they can't sing with a crap either.
Oh, my goodness. You may recall, by the way, that several months ago, Romney was at a rally, I think in Iowa, like last February or something, and he started singing some of the lyrics from America the Beautiful and screwed it up, too. So this is kind of a theme that's run through. Again, nothing about politics here, but just coincidental.
But I'm sure when somebody asked them, hey, we've got some country singers here, Meatloaf's here.
Yeah.
You guys can sing. Sing America the Beautiful.
Yeah, the end of this big rally. Let's cap it off.
Yeah,
this
will be the big finale.
What was I thinking?
Oh,
song.
Oh.
Those aren't actual words. No.
That's the wrong key.
America, America, God's lady.
Is that Meatloaf right there?
That's yes. Meatloaf, yeah.
Cowardly Lion.
What?
Wow. I think somebody needs to grab his tongue. He's having a seizure.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Trust me, because you've been doing this a long time. You are not cut out for this.
Oh, my God.
If this were America's Got Talent, they would have gotten the 3 X's 4 seconds in. That's just, you know. And there's a certain edge of disrespectability in doing it that way.
Oh, sure.
I mean, there are a few songs that you absolutely should not perform unless you can get it done. National Anthem, Roseanne Barr proved, don't screw around with the National Anthem. And no. I think America the Beautiful might be up there as one of those songs that you really, really don't want to do that to.
Oh, yeah.
Dan, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks.
Good. I just have a question about that, whatever that was.
Yes.
Was that Dion mixing in like Homer Simpson in the background?
No,
or was that
no,
really someone singing?
I will tell you honestly, the only thing we added besides our own laughter was the buzzer sound effects. Yep. Every time they got a lyric wrong, we hit the buzzer. The rest of it, I swear to you, is exactly as it happened at this Romney rally yesterday.
My God. Like you're saying, Romney had to be going berserk, biting his tongue off, wanting to walk off that stage. That was horrible.
You know, if he is the great CEO that we are to understand that he was at Bain Capital and at the Olympics and all that sort of stuff, as soon as he got off that stage, he should have fired at least three people.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Wow. Dan, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? I thought we were playing the Harris Challenge for a minute there, and we were all being punished.
You know, I was thinking of using that as the Harris Challenge punishment music, but I wanted to give it its own spotlight. Ironically, or maybe perfectly in sync with that, the punishment music you're going to have on the challenge in a half hour is in the exact same category. It's not a patriotic song, but it is somebody who has chosen to sing a song in public that you don't sing unless you know the lyrics to, and this person did not know the lyrics. So I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we'll have that after the 5 o'clock news, starting at like 5:15.
I'll tell you what, if you were auditioning punishment stuff, you can use that tape there. Holy cow.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Mike, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
I was wondering who was serving up the moonshine shots at that convent or that sing-along.
Yeah, you can see Romney going back and say, you know, as a Mormon, I don't drink, but didn't I say no alcohol backstage? I'm pretty sure that we told no alcohol for the performers.
It did look like Loaf was sauced a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, as a listener, you know what? I'm laughing when I listen to stuff like that, so I appreciate it. It's pretty funny. It's pathetic, but it's, oh my God, it's too over the edge.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks.
We got a break?
Sure.
Okay. We'll come back with Bill Cleveland's segment coming up next and lots more of the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. Glad to have you along every week here on the Big 550 KTRS.
And it's time to check your ride home with Ed Smirin. Ed?
We're still looking at a few accidents. One of those 170 northbound, the on-ramp at Page. Also a crash blocking the right lane, 70 eastbound after 270. Spots getting heavy, too. 270 southbound from 64 to Doherty Ferry. 64 eastbound from 141 Woods Mill to 270. And then westbound 64 from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. Traffic is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play Holiday Holiday Scratchers games from the Missouri Lottery for a chance to win $250,000 instantly. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. It's Friday. We're on tape tonight because I got the business of a little party to attend to. But we're leaving you with some great conversations. How about Henry Winkler, Dr. Oz, Justin Bieber's mom, Morgan Fairchild, Tony Danza, and more? There's a good way to head into your weekend. We bring you Best of the Carney Show tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Save thousands off of all new Nissans now during the model year-end blowout. 4,000 off Sentras, 8,000 off Muranos, 9,000 off Maximus, 12,000 off Armadas. Plus, drive home the totally redesigned 2013 Altima and get 4,000 off now. Get to the all-new West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
Gout and heart disease. Does this describe you? If you've been diagnosed with gout and have a history of heart disease or diabetes, you may qualify to participate in a local clinical research study. Study participants will receive study-related medications, full study-related medical exams, and EKG tests at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may also be available to those who qualify. If interested, call 314-251-8893. That's 314-251-8893. Or visit goutandheartstudy.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Chocolatier Wines from Lore Distributing and Firetail Brands. Chocolatier Wines. Wines with four-time proven lime love flavors, chocolate-covered cherry, turtle, milk chocolate, and peppermint patty, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevelin.
Hello, Bill.
Bill.
Hello. Happy Friday afternoon, everybody.
Right back at you.
Well, the state of Wisconsin is now a dead heat, according to new political polls. It's a must-win state for President Obama. In fact, they now have a new campaign slogan they're using in the state, Hope and Cheese. So.
Oh.
What?
Cheese.
Thank you, Rat Boy. Well, Esquire magazine has now named it Sexiest Woman Alive. Yeah. Now, I don't want to say it's a kind of a liberal-leaning magazine, but the winner was Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan.
Oh. Oh. Really? I would have gone for Sonia Sotomayor.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Elena Kagan, she told a reporter that she wouldn't have been nominated to the Supreme Court if she wasn't a woman. President Obama said, that's not true. I had no idea she was a woman.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Finally. And Clint Eastwood is appearing in a new TV ad for Mitt Romney. In this ad, Clint appears a little more relaxed. In fact, Clint is so relaxed, instead of an empty chair, he talks to an empty Chase lounge.
Thank you.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, Bill, before you wrap up, who did Esquire choose as the sexiest woman alive or whatever?
Hillary Clinton.
What?
Are you
serious? No, I have no idea. Who
Hillary Clinton? You had me going there.
Where was I? Oh, the Bill Clevelin segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Not that there's anything wrong with Hillary Clinton.
No, pantries are hot.
Just normally it's some 22-year-old hot supermodel or actress or something like that. You know, I was scared that you were going to say it was Lena Dunham.
I don't even know who that is. I'm sorry.
She's that hot it girl now who has that show on HBO called Girls that was such a big smash last this past summer, and she just signed a deal to write a book for like $3 million. She's 24 years old. Nobody had heard of her a year ago. Now she has her own HBO show that she writes and stars on, and a $3 million book deal.
Ew.
Oh, I know, like Justin Bieber, didn't he write have a biography after he'd been out for like 6 months?
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Don't you have, shouldn't you have to reach a certain age, like, oh, I don't know, 25?
Yeah. Right.
Before you haven't actually lived a life yet to have an autobiography.
Exactly. All right. I'll go Google that chick, see what she looks like. See
you
later.
You know what? Don't bother. I don't get the whole Lena Dunham thing. Have a good weekend.
You too.
A British insurance company has come out with a list of things that people have done with their cell phones that have caused them to file a claim. Apparently, you can get phone insurance.
Oh, sure. Yes. Right.
So this company called Mobile Insurance says they've investigated every single one of these and accepted every single one of these. Mm. Including the one in Devon, England, from the owner of an iPhone who lost it up his cow's rear end.
Whoa. Whoa.
He said he was using the flashlight app to help him deliver a calf.
Oh, man.
Really?
Wow.
Because I'm pretty sure the calf ain't coming out of the cow's butt.
No. Yeah.
There's a couple on a cruise who tried to photograph themselves reenacting the I'm the King of the World scene from the movie Titanic, but dropped it over the side. There's the woman who said she was using the vibrate function on her BlackBerry 9900 as an adult toy.
I bet she was.
And apparently had worn it out. A woman who found out that her boyfriend had been cheating on her and threw it at him and it hit the wall and it broke. A woman in Nottingham, England, baked her phone into her daughter's birthday cake after dropping it into the mix. A guy who was using the toilet and dropped it in there. I'm sure that happens a lot. But yeah. This guy only realized it after flushing.
Hello. If so, this signal stinks.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I don't want to. And then there's the guy who is a pyrotechnician who was putting on a fireworks show in Plymouth, England. It was only after the smoke cleared he realized he had left his iPhone in the blast zone. It's 5 o'clock. The Harris Challenge coming up right after we update all your news here on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson, Senator Harris.